Welcome to Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, that love coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and back due to traumatic relationship or childhood trauma in their past, which has caused them to see themselves not in a bright light that makes them people please and not show up the way they know they are capable of showing up. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can guide other women through online coaching, which is that deep down what they are feeling they really want to do instead of sitting in their corporate job. Each week, I will be offering an interview or an idea that will support you to leave behind what isn't serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself, to uplevel your life, is now. Hello, hello, beautiful souls. I have a special treat for you. You know that this podcast, Unapologetically Abundant, it's really about unlocking your inner abundance. And our today's guest truly knows how to tap within and help you unlock all the richness, abundance that you have been holding on for so long. Our today's guest, Julia Lansky, if you never heard about her, her superpower, it's really helping others to realize that they have all the answers within, that the power which creates the world and the universes is accessible within themselves, and only they can make it real. Julia, I'm so blessed and so honored to have you on this podcast episode.
Likewise, Petya. Hello. Hello, everyone who's listening to us. And hello to you, beautiful soul on the other side of the world. I'm super, super, super excited to be here with you.
Thank you. And I know that right now you're in Spain, and we were chatting before I hit the record, and I love and miss Spain so much. So before we will dive into today's session, I would love to ask you a question, but I'm a visual person, so I always ask question with like a visual, you know, chills there. Mm-hmm. So now imagine that you're in a beautiful Spain, Valencia. Mm-hmm. The beach is there, the beautiful fresh air, and you're working in this beautiful fresh morning. The temperature is just perfect. The sun is kissing your skin and you're feeling so peaceful and so in flow. And as you're walking on this beautiful sand beach, your feet are warm. You're feeling so aligned with your purpose. You look around and there is a young woman walking towards you. And she comes to you and she says, "Oh my gosh, you look so peaceful. Who are you? What is the one thing you want this young woman to know about you? Not what you do, but who you really are."
Well, what just came to me is that I am pure expression of God.
Wow. That gave me a chills. Oh.
Trust me, girl, I have chills all over my body. I don't know if you can see it or not.
Wow, that's so beautiful. And, you know, sometimes we are wearing so many masks and so many layers, and we are trying to explain ourselves with, and oh my gosh, it's 11:11 right now.
Oh my God.
In wow. In my time.
There you go. It's a confirmation.
Wow, it's so beautiful. I love it. So, I know this episode is going to be so rich. I can already feel it. And like I was mentioning, it's so easy to get into the trap of wearing the mask and all the layers, who we think we should be. And when we really strip everything that we put on ourselves and that the society put on us, the one thing that really stays, the one thing we really want to know the people, you're the pure expression of God.
Absolutely. And what is God? God is love. It's just that simple, right? Like a lot of people thinking, spending, years thinking about life purpose. What is the life purpose? To me, it's very simple. It's love, to love, to give love. It's all about love.
You know, it's so beautiful because you can see it clearly now, Julia. You know, you're in a place where I feel that you have this higher perspective after all your experiences in life. You can see it clearly from the higher perspective. And I remember when I was in the lows, when I was searching for the purpose myself, you know, listening to podcasts, reading the books, and trying to understand why am I here? I was looking for the purpose, like, what am I supposed to do? How can you see it so clearly? How can you see it so simply? Because you said love. It's so deep, yet so simple. It's what so about deep. Those people who are still in their lows?
Well, I truly believe that in order for you to know the difference, you have to be in the low. It's very necessary, you know, for the growth. Otherwise, if you're always high, how are you going to know the difference between happiness and sadness, right? Between high and low. So I wouldn't be able to express today how I feel if I didn't have those experiences. And it's interesting that you mentioned that you've been asking yourself, why am I here? Likewise, I was asking myself, why am I here since I was 5 years old? What is my life purpose? And I was desperately looking for it. Yes. You know, instead of just living and enjoying the life like some people can, no. I had an agenda to find my life purpose as if it was supposed to be something, you know, special. And it is very special, but it's not what I thought it was going to be. It's much, much, much more. Mm-hmm. Yet it's very simple.
I love that. So can you please, for those who never ever, like, who is this Julia? You know, like, can you please share a little bit about your journey from this little curious 5-year-old who is so desperately searching for her purpose into the, like, I look at you and I see, like, honestly, I see goddess, I see angel, I see purity, I see peace. And I know, based on my experience and the woman that I'm surrounded with, that to come to this purity, we get to go through some darkness. So we can really, it's like this diamond, this beautiful diamond that gets to be worked on and really, like, harnessed, so we can really shine so bright. Can you share a little bit about your darkness and what did you get to go through to be this shining?
Absolutely. Yes. I love it. My story is super, super long. I'll try to make it very compact, you know. So I was born in Russia somewhere in the 80s, and I'm basically just a regular family, mom and dad. And I was growing up with my father, who was an alcoholic. So I had a lot of challenges at home. And on the other hand, I had a lot of challenges at school. Now I understand probably why it was happening, because this light within me was always there and it was shining so bright that other people couldn't take it. You know, when you shine your light on the darkness, it wants to distinguish your light, right? Dim your light. So basically that was my whole life story. I was fighting at home, not fighting literally, but fighting to stay normal, to have some peace and normalcy in my family. Then I was fighting at school because I was constantly attacked by kids for being different, for simply being different, being not like everybody else and not wanted to be like everyone else. So I always had this strong sense of justice. So I would stand up for all the kids less fortunate, you know, like little chubby kids that everybody were making fun of them. I was friends with those. Yes. So I wasn't one of those cool girls because, like I said, I don't know. I was always, this sense of justice wanted me to be, to understand what other people are experiencing. So basically many years I spent in this very strange, almost isolation, where I didn't have any friends in school because people were afraid of being my friends because they knew if they're going to be my friends, they're going to be, you know, talked to, I don't know, not in a nice way.
Yeah.
So basically, I thought that that was my biggest challenge, but boy, was I wrong. After finishing the school, I think I turned like around about 15. I was facing another problem in my hometown, small town, somewhere in Russia, like I said. I had to deal with a group of mafia. My hometown was surrounded by all the mafia who were hiding in my hometown. And I don't know why, once again, they saw me once walking from school home and they started paying attention to me. At first, they wanted to be my friends, which I refused because I didn't want to do anything with that kind of lifestyle. And then it became ugly. I got attacked physically a few times by people just kicking my face, trying to destroy my face because I kept saying no to the head of the mafia who wanted me to be his girlfriend.
Wow.
So then different attacks. I was kidnapped once, forced into the car, and they took me to the forest. Basically, they made me walk home barefoot during the winter time, snowing, because I wouldn't do what they wanted me to do. I was very stubborn always. And I, you know, I always felt like I have choice. I can always say no. The choice was always there. Are you going to do what we want you to do? Or you're going to say no. I chose to say no always, even though it was difficult and scary to walk home for 15 kilometers in the middle of the night through the forest alone, barefoot.
Wow.
I survived, you know, I survived and became stronger. And I was living in those conditions for almost 2 years, but it became so bad that my parents had to patronize me. They had to walk me to college and pick me up because literally, like all this group of mafia, they were hunting. They were after me all the time. And I don't want to go deeper. It was many, many more other cases. But basically one time, I just came home and I told my parents, that's enough. I can't do this anymore. I need to run away. Otherwise, I'm just going to get killed here. I'm going to die and I don't want to die. And I packed my stuff and I went to Moscow, which is the capital of Russia, big city. My parents couldn't help me with anything. They were just workers. They had no money. They asked me, what are you going to do in Moscow? How are you going to live there? You have no money. You don't know anybody. I said, you know, I don't care how. I'm going to find how. And I want to mention something very, very important. Throughout all those years of hardship, I had only one best friend. I'd say best friend who was always there for me. And because of that friend, I truly believe I was always guided and I truly survived through the hardest situations in my life. And I'm talking about God. Believe it or not, God was my best friend since I can remember myself. Since I was 5 years old, I always talked to God. I always believed in God. I always knew God is there. And in the worst situation, I would pray. And somehow I would find the way.
Mm.
And once again, because of God, I am still here today and I am who I am. So basically I ended up in Moscow. There were many years struggling in Moscow, no job, no food. Once again, a lot of temptation from men, you know, in Russian culture back then, we're talking about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It was very common when the rich, wealthy man is offering a beautiful woman a nice life, easy life, you know. And I was, every time I was so close to say yes, because there were times when it was almost impossible. Yeah. You know, when you're on the street, when you can't get a job, because every man who wants to hire you, he wants to sleep with you. And you'd say no, and once again, you end up on the street. So it wasn't easy, I have to tell you, it wasn't easy. And it came to a point when one time I was actually considering it, because my motivation, my reason was my parents. All I could think about, okay, mm-hmm. if this man is going to provide me with nice, easy life, if he's going to give me so much money a month, which I was offered, $10,000 back then, we're talking about 20 years ago, yeah. I can help my parents. I can buy them yeah. house that they never had. I can move them to Moscow. Yeah. They don't have to work. They don't have to struggle. Yeah. And I almost convinced myself, I almost told myself, I got to be stupid, like not to yeah. take this chance and opportunity. You know, honestly, I was that close. Somehow these core values that I was born with did not allow me. I don't know why, you know, people like, oh my God, you're so amazing. I don't know if it's me amazing or God made me this way or is this values that I was born with, but I just couldn't.
Hey, babe, I hope you are having absolutely incredible time listening to this podcast episode. And thank you for your patience as I'm interrupting the flow of this episode. However, I want to share with you something super exciting. I've been listening to your feedback and your DMs. And what I heard from you is that you are missing this sustainable support, not just feeling high vibe in retreats and conferences and listening to the podcast. You want something that it's really sustainable, that it's going to help you to be creating this momentum. You are craving the sisterhood of women who are no drama, no cattiness, but really want you to rise. And the strategies on how to manifest your dreams and goals and truly live in alignment with who you really are and creating the impact. If this hits the home, I created a mastermind for you. This is for women who are really ready to uplevel their life and having the sustainable support in every area of her life. I'm opening the door in February and I would love to have you there. Check the link in the show notes and I'm excited to see you there because, girl, you truly deserve to have it all.
I love that. Can we please, Julia, talk a little bit more about the core values? Is it something that was installed by you, you know, with your parents, or was it your belief in God? Because I know that when I never thought about core values. I know what is important to me, but I never like thought about it intentionally. And when I did it a couple of years ago, when I really declare my core values, I had to let go most of my things, you know, let go of my toxic relationship, let go of my business, let go of my clients, because it wasn't aligned with who I really was. Right. So I know it was scary. And that's one of the exercises that I do with my clients, because I truly believe that when you know who you are and what you stand for, you start attracting people and circumstances, they match it because you're going to say no to everything else. And that seems like the story of your life. You knew deep inside, what do you stand for and what are you not going to accept, even when it was really hard. Like being on a street, not having anyone and anything, and mainly family, it's, you know, one of my values too. So I know how important that is, not to take care of us. We know we will take care of ourselves somehow, but our family, we want to take care of them. So can you share a little bit more about how did you discover like your core values and how did you let them guide you?
Yes, absolutely. So I wasn't taught these values. I think I was, I truly believe I was born with them. I had a strong sense of justice, like I mentioned before, and I clearly knew what was wrong and what was right. And even when I was a teenager and everybody were doing all these things, drinking, you know, having sex with everybody, I was like, no, this is not for me. This is not who I am. And this is not right. So they were somehow imprinted in me. And you were saying something and I was about to say something. That's okay. Oh, yes, yes. There was something that was coming up. You know, every time I would say no in those circumstances, mm-hmm. and a miracle would happen, a reward from God would mm-hmm. happen. Yes, it was the temptation. Then I had to resist the temptation. I had to have faith, trust that everything is going to be okay. And the next thing I knew, a miracle, a person, a nice person who would help. Some random strangers offered me their place and to sleep at their house. Some people, you know, gave me food. Some people offered me a job. It was unbelievable, honestly. And miracles were here and there all the time.
That's so powerful. And I love that because I truly believe that when we are able to say no to something that it's not for us, we create space for something that it's even better, that it's really for us. And the thing is that, like you said, we get to believe and we have to have that trust in something bigger than us. You believe in God. Some people believe in source, universe, whatever name we give it, mm-hmm. it's a power that it's bigger than us. And when we can truly trust and surrender in that, it's like you said, miracles happen. So what about those women who are on their journey and who never been guided to God, who never been guided to believe in something bigger, who try to figure it out all by themselves, you know, like, oh, I got this. I can figure it out. They're the strong. Yes. They're the independent.
Right.
And they really want to rely on something bigger. What would you tell them to do?
Well, from my experience right now, I understand that those women live from their head instead of living from the heart. And it's been in the masculine, right? So men are the thinkers, women are the feelers. Women meant to feel. That's how they get guided by the higher power, right? By the higher self, by God, universe, whatever, through their heart, through that inner wisdom, through the intuition. And if women learn how to rely, surrender to that power, then everything is going to be provided for her. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. You know, she doesn't need to figure out. She doesn't need to stress out. I know it might sound like nonsense, but it's not, because I've been on the other side as well. And, you know, talking about my story, at some point it turned, I actually lost it. I lost my faith. I lost connection with God. And I was on the other side. So I actually experienced this full cycle. So now I can truly relate to anyone, because I've been there and there, where I believed and where I didn't believe, when I trusted and when I didn't trust, when I was in my masculine and in my feminine.
I love that. I love it. And it's, you said it at the beginning, it's very important to truly tap into that contrast. And it doesn't have to be that you have to be walking, you know, running away from mafia and walking in the forest. It's like, whatever are the life circumstances, you get to look at the contrast. How does this feel? And I can attest it too. When I tap into my intuition and the feeling and the trust, I'm always provided. When I'm trying to figure it all by myself, and like you said, it's the head, it's the like, let's go, let's do this. And I'm not saying that you get to like sit and put your feet up and like, God, it will all like go like rain on me. It doesn't work this way. We would be so bored. It would be this way.
Absolutely. Yes.
But having the trust and faith that taking the inspired action and letting guide yourself by your feelings. I truly love how you said that we women are meant to feel.
Absolutely.
And very often, many of my clients, they said, I was told I'm too much. I'm too emotional. You know, like my family or my partner said, like, I don't know what to do with you when you're crying. You get to be surrounded with people who will let you to be you, and you can feel yourself into it. You know what's right, you know what's wrong, and that's what I truly believe, that why you are where you are, Julia, because you saw the difference when you trust, when you don't, and you're like, okay, why will I be hitting my head against the wall?
Absolutely.
If I can just surrender, If I can just right. be there.
Absolutely. Not to mention, right, that this distrust also manifests as a lot of illness for women. Stress mm-hmm. causes a lot of illness, you know, all this being in masculine. It's not normal. It's not organic. It's not natural for a woman to be in her masculine.
It is. And it's so beautiful because you're saying these things. I'm like, check, 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 done it. I remember when I started to build my first business, social media marketing, around 5 years ago, I was in a corporate, I wasn't going in school, I was personal trainer, you know, and getting my bachelor's and starting to do my business. I was like full in my masculine, you know, it was do, 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 do. And I was sick all the time. Physically ill all the
time.
I would be working out 7 days a week, working on my business, working on my corporate side hustle, personal training. And I would like build up, everything was great. And then I got sick for like 5 days and I was falling behind. And it was this never ending. I was like, okay, something has to change. And that's when I started to tap into my core values, into my feelings, trusting my intuition, letting go. And letting in.
Beautiful. Yes. No, it's so beautiful.
Thank you. Julia, what are some of your daily rituals that help you stay in that, you know, feminine flow, that help you stay in that trust and surrender, and that it's daily routine that you do no matter what? Let's say it doesn't matter if you're walking on the beach in Valencia or you're flying to visit your family in Russia. What is something that you get to do daily that helps you stay in that flow?
Perfect. Yeah, I have few things that I do no matter what. Like you said, I even do it on the plane. I can do it anywhere, honestly, because it keeps me, you know, on top of my game. Like I'm riding the wave all the time. I don't want to go down. I learn my lesson. So basically my morning starts very early. I had to create this new habit where I wake up early. And not always, I'm getting there, not always, but I'm trying to take cold showers because I learned the benefits and they are insane. That's instead of morning coffee, which I said no a few years ago. So anyways, waking up early, I'm talking with the sunrise, before the sunrise ideally, because every morning I do my morning practice, which is Kundalini yoga. And that's an hour of Kundalini yoga, because I teach Kundalini yoga as well. After Kundalini yoga, there is a meditation, and I read a chapter, something inspiring, a book. What else is in my morning routine? And then I have my daily affirmation that I recorded with my own voice, and I'm listening to them every single day, no matter what. And I can change them sometimes, you know, if I need something new. But those are basically the main things. I'm not talking about the food, the diet. I'm just talking about spiritual practice. Yeah, I guess that's it. Yep.
I love that. It's so beautiful. And, you know, like the cold showers, like I know the benefits. And I do green tea instead of coffee now these days, but it's like Chris, he loves cold. He loves like, you know, like cold showers. He's like all about it. Like he comes out and he's like a freeze man, like a snowman. I was like, oh, because for me, it's like I shower, it's my me time. Shower, it's where I can disconnect from the world, and it's my meditation. It's letting everything go. So for me, it's the relaxing time. It's not the doing, it's not the awakening, it's the turn of the world, turn of like inward. So when you tell me go cold, I was like, nope, thank you. Maybe I will go into it.
I know. Yeah. It's not that easy. Yeah. But yes.
And I love it. So what about for those who, because this practice sounds really like life-changing. What about women who have 15 minutes? What are some non-negotiables that you would say you get to do this daily so you can stay connected with yourself if they don't have hour or two to dedicate themselves?
Well, I think affirmations are very helpful. They're powerful. And even though you don't believe, at the beginning, something that what you're saying, you know, you can reprogram your mind and you can plant that seed, and then you'll start seeing the difference, the witnessing the benefits. That's something simple. But otherwise, I would recommend some kind of breath work, getting into your heart, right? It's important because like we mentioned before, you mentioned and I mentioned, it's important to live from your heart, not to stay in your head, but in your heart. So there is a lot of simple breath works, right? Exercises that women can do, on heart opening exercise, balancing your chakras. You know, I have this simple practice, I think it's on my Instagram somewhere in Russian. I have to do it in English. Basically, chakra balancing. You basically chant different sounds for the chakras. You know, you get your chakras in alignment, you ground yourself, and then you go into the world. It's basically, I call it taking a spiritual shower, right? You have to be prepared for the world ahead of you. You have to, you know, protect yourself, protect your aura, your energy.
Yes.
Yeah, just like taking shower, brushing your teeth, you have to do something.
This
for your
is
soul.
So important, because very often when we are in transition, when we're up-leveling in our lives, what happens that there will be people who don't align with it, who are toxic, who want us to stay where we are because it's comfortable for them.
Absolutely.
So really having a practice to protect your energy, it's incredible. And I love that. I really love that.
It's incredible. And yeah, and then, you know, maybe creating an intention for your day. How do you want your day to go? What do you want to experience? How do you want to feel? Literally writing it down and saying it out loud, right? And like I mentioned before, you can record, you know, these days it's so easy with technology, record your affirmations on your phone and listen to it with your own voice. It's very, very powerful.
Oh my goodness, I love that. And that's something, the reflection question that I give to all of my clients. How do you want to feel today? What do you want to create? Because when we're feeling free and when we're in our creative flow, that's when we're feeling good. Instead of, you know, like waking up and go, go, go. How do I want to feel? What do I want to create today? It's exactly. So beautiful.
Because we are the creator. We have the power within, right? We just have to truly believe it, and then we'll start experiencing it. And after we experience it, it's going to be just a part of us. Okay, let me create this today. You know, some people call it miracles. Yeah. I call it just living, you know, in alignment. It's just that simple.
I love it. How to live in alignment. Last question would be, what is your last thought? What would you love to share with the women who are on their journey from the darkness into their light?
Oh, that's a good one. You know, for so many years, I was trying to fight with my darkness. Until I realized that all I have to do is accept it. Because it's a part of me. It was always there and it's always going to be. I have to love even my darkness, because that's how God made me this way, right? And everyone else, accepting that, embracing that, loving that part of yourself, however, consciously choosing to move towards light, right? How do I feel better being in the darkness? Do I feel better being jealous, negative, you know, sad? Or do I feel better when I feel pure and happy and content and you know, amazing? How do I want to feel once again, right? But embracing that part and not trying to run away from it. It's so important, because actually there's a lot of power in that darkness. Yeah. If you truly know how to transform it into the light, you can draw so much energy from the darkness and then create more light so you can share it with others. Yeah. The more you create, the more you share, then the more you receive, you know? Okay. You share and you receive, you share and you receive.
That's so beautiful. Julia, thank you so much, not only for creating the time to be today with us, but for the light you are truly sharing. And everybody, you got to be stalking her on Instagram as I do. It's just her name, Julia Lansky. I will share everything in the show notes, because she's an incredible human being and we are all blessed to be living in the same lifetime as you are, Julia. So thank you for everything you're creating.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Petya.